This is the August 13th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'll ask our Secretary of Fiyuan Gaza to call the roll.
Okay. Sharam Agnir. Tracy Rose.
This is Summer.
Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Andrea.
Taking the roll.
Andrea Turner.
Andrea.
Is that Andrea responding?
Oh, that was Kimmery saying hello, Andrea. Mm-hmm. Are you calling the roll?
I'm calling the roll.
Sorry about that.
Joseph Wanzala.
Here.
Sean O'Brien. Leslie Radford.
Here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel. Nia Bediaco. Are you responding, Nia?
Present. Yes, present.
Thank you. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimmery Orendorf.
Present.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Jim Bennett. Ethea Wangazo. Present. Arlene Englehart.
Present.
Lavarne Williams.
Present.
Ricardo DeAnda.
Present.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Secretary. Well, the first item on the agenda is agenda approval or any changes to the agenda.
This is Summer Reese. Could I just have a moment of personal privilege?
Yes.
I would like it noted for the record that I really object to this continuous scheduling of meeting on Friday nights, and I know a lot of other people do too. I just, yet again, like really, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's just really, really hard for a lot of people to do those meetings and still have families. So, and I think that's why we often have many members who are not with us on Friday night. So, thank you.
Do we have a quorum?
We have a quorum.
Okay, I didn't know if y'all heard me here, but I hung up the phone while I was saying here.
Okay. anything else about any other changes? Any changes in the agenda?
When did we get the agenda?
It was sent out the day after the notification of the meeting, which was, I believe, Saturday.
The notice that
Mr.
I got
Chair,
said
I have...
agenda to be announced. That's what the only thing I got said agenda TBA was on the notice that I read yesterday.
I do know I sent it out. I believe it went out.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion.
Tracy forwarded it today at 3:11.
Yeah. Tracy did at 3:11?
Yes.
Okay. I have a motion, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I move that we move the vote on the amending the affiliates task force motion up to the top of that unfinished business.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
I'll second that, sir.
Okay. Is there any objection to doing that?
Is it possible?
I object.
I'm sorry, I heard a question.
I just had a question. Is it possible that someone could just briefly read what the agenda order is, not, you know, gross amounts of detail, but just what's on the agenda briefly?
The agenda consists of the first item is approving of the posting of the bylaws amendments for 10 minutes. After that, it's unfinished business. It's the same sequence that it's been ever since these things were posted, but it begins with the Bediako motion.
You want me to call the roll?
Is there any objection? There was an objection, yes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So to be clear, Richard, would you state what the motion is that's being you want to have moved up?
The motion to amend the Philly Task Force motion was passed on April the 24th.
So you don't have the amendment, you're just moving up that subject, is that correct?
Right.
All right. Okay, take
I got the amendment here somewhere underneath a piece of paper somewhere, but it's intended to business. Okay, here comes the vote. Sharon Magmir. Tracy Rosenberg. Andrea Turner. Joe Wenzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien. Summer Reese.
Pass.
Rico Ross. Not many people here. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Lorero.
Yeah.
Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jennifer Jaeger?
No.
Alex Steinberg? Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimry Orendorff?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Bennett? Sophia Wangaza?
No.
Somebody passed. Summer passed, I think.
I'm going to abstain on this one. Thank you.
And you skipped me. This is Leslie. Leslie? Bradford?
I'm sorry, Leslie. Yeah. What you got?
And Leslie. I vote yes.
Okay. 8-4-1
And how much time was allotted for that?
I think it was about 15 or 20 minutes. I don't
know. Let's take a look.
It's 20 minutes. 20
minutes. Okay. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved as amended. Richard, do we have any minutes to approve tonight?
No.
Okay. The next item is acknowledgments of people in the network that you would like to acknowledge. Anyone? Okay, hearing.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to acknowledge someone.
Okay, good.
I'd like to acknowledge Grigsby Hubbard, who served as one of the founders for WPFW in. Came back and served as IGM and did a lot of good work in Washington. And I wish him the best and thank him very much for all he did for Pacifica.
Here, here.
Anyone else?
Point of information, sir?
Yes.
Who joined us?
I don't know.
Alex?
This is me, George.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would like to acknowledge all members of the PNB who are in favor of moving our meeting night from Friday.
Second that. Anyone else want to acknowledge anybody?
This is Mia.
I
will.
This is Kimmery.
George?
Yeah, Nia, go ahead and then Kimmery.
Okay. I would like to acknowledge Marshall Reed for going out and actually trying to get a group of lawyers to support.
I can't hear.
Let me go on speaker. I would like to acknowledge Marcel Reed for proactively going out and getting support for the people's attorney, Lynn Stewart, who is still in captivity, and getting those folks to sign on. I passed that message on to her husband and was greatly appreciated. So I'd like to acknowledge Marcel for that.
You're here. I'm sorry. What was Marcel doing?
He's
getting people.
I got a number of attorneys to sign on to support Lynn Stewart. They represent a number of legal groups.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Can you hear me better now, Richard?
Much better, madam.
Okay,
great. Thank you.
Kimmery.
I'd like to acknowledge the WPFW programmers during the mini drive that we're currently in. It seemed like some of the programmers didn't know about the mini drive or were a little confused on dates and things like that. So I'd like to acknowledge them for still hanging in there during adverse times at the station.
You're here.
Any other acknowledgments?
Yes, this is Alex.
Alex.
I would like to acknowledge the man who I thought was the moral compass of Pacifica, and that is Grigsby Hubbard, the former interim general manager of WPFW.
Any other acknowledgments?
Yeah, Mr. Secretary, this is Sean. I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Enrico called in also, I believe. Is that correct? Maybe not. Any other acknowledgments? Okay, hearing no further acknowledgments, I've neglected to appoint the timekeeper. Is someone willing to keep time?
Oh, okay. As soon as I can find my stopwatch, I will.
Okay. So we're at the chair's report. There's nothing to report out of the executive session of last time. We didn't take any action. Let me say that you always get a choice. Well, you don't always get a choice, but that the reason we're having this meeting on Friday is that I got no response to my request to have it on either Friday or Monday, and the only time I did get a response on that question was the previous meeting when it was overwhelmingly for Friday. So what I would ask is that when I send these out, if you have a preference, please express it.
Well, I think for some of us, we've expressed our preference many, many times, so one may presume that we always object to Friday night.
Well, I need to... circumstances change. In any case, I'll make that request of you all. The next item is the consent agenda. There is one item on it. It's the... Yes?
Point of information, sir.
Yes.
Will you be putting out within the next day or two another survey for this particular item and about having the meetings move to a better day, and that we request that everybody answer it? Thank you. That's all.
This is Andrea checking in.
Thank you, Andrea.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
The only item on the consent agenda is the commemoration of Ibn Duli. Agenda is our motions, which are passed by unanimous consent of the PNB, of the members of the PNB. And I would like to read this one to you.
Could I ask a point of information?
Yes.
Is it subject to amendment?
No. If you want to make an amendment, then we'll take it off the consent agenda, put it on the new business, and we'll handle it that way.
I would like to make an amendment.
All right, then we'll not do that today.
So,
sir?
So we're done with the consent agenda?
We are.
Okay.
Point of information, sir.
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes.
I have no idea what you said about this item that was on the consent agenda and has been moved to new business. What will you repeat what you said about what it is about?
It's a commemoration of Ibon Dewey.
I am very, coming from my part of the world, I have no idea what those words represent, or will you
Ibon
enlighten
Dewey,
me?
Ibon Dewey is was a member of the board, and he was the founding, is the broadcast director of one of the affiliate stations, and I have sent this out at least two times to everyone.
Sorry, sir, I do not do computers. Thank you very much for your information.
This is the point of information, George. This is
yes.
Mia.
Yes.
I like Alberto. I really don't understand what just happened. Will you ask for us to vote on this? I mean, I saw it. I'm fine with it. I mean, what just
This was an item that I thought there would be no objection to. A consent agenda is those kinds of items. We can... if there is any objection to it, then it can't be put on the consent agenda. So the consent agenda are items that you essentially agreed to unanimously by the board.
Does an amendment count as an objection?
Yes, in this case it does. If you want to amend things, then it has to be handled as a motion. Okay. Any other questions about that?
Oh, yes. Where would it go on the agenda, then?
It will go on new business at the end of the
Amen.
Agenda.
It will go on to new business?
Yes. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the approval of posting bylaws amendments. Again, what we're doing here is taking those proposals for bylaws amendments that have six directors signing on to them, and we will post them on the Pacifico website, and we will have announcements on the local stations that these exist, and people can go and make comments on them.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
And the time period for submitting bylaws amendments closed, correct?
It's up to us. We have, if we are to do it at all this year, and as I read the bylaws, we have to do it this year when there are bylaws amendments which are proposed, then it has to be done either in this meeting or the next. Otherwise, there is no time to do it.
Okay, and is there a list of already proposed amendments, or is it just in with everything else right now?
Well, I sent you three of them just before the meeting.
Okay, so if one wants to add anything, one would need to do it by the next meeting and properly send it to you before the meeting, correct?
If one wants to do it...
If one wants to add anything else.
No, they have to be all done at once, as I read the bylaws. So.
No, what I'm asking is the time period for submitting any amendment is over, or one could still submit something to us as a body by the next meeting. Is that correct or not correct?
It depends on what we do right now.
Okay.
If we choose to post them now, then that's it. If we postpone it for, we'll have a meeting in 2 weeks... Then
that would be the last.
That then we can't postpone that one. That one has to be done.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Thank
yeah.
you.
Do we need to make a motion?
Yes, someone does. Well, before we do that, are there any other bylaws amendments that have six signatories? Leslie, you had one. Is it? Okay. Well, hearing none, then it's just the three that.
George.
Yes. Bill?
Well, I have some, but I thought we were going to wait till the end of the month so that we could. So I haven't been actively trying to get signatures for mine. Although we said at the last meeting we'd wait till the end of the month so that when they were after the 60-day period, we'd have a full month for the PNB and LSB to all vote on it. Was that? Did I misunderstand?
No. We can do that. I had suggested in what I'd sent out that we would do it to do it now. We can still do that. We do not have to. We can schedule the month in which we actually vote. It doesn't have to be 60 days from today. It doesn't have to be the beginning of the month 60 days from today. It can be whatever the beginning of the month is after that, which would be the month of November.
This is summer?
Yes.
I would like to ask that we not post them from this meeting. I would rather wait until the next meeting so that if there's anyone else who wants to propose anything and have people sign off on it, then there's the opportunity.
You can.
So make that as a motion, Summer.
I move that posting of bylaws amendments be postponed until after our next PNB meeting to allow the opportunity.
No, it has to be at our next PNB meeting.
At our next PNB meeting. Okay, but at that meeting, we will be able to vote on any additional bylaws amendments, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I would move that we post on it.
Again, you're just voting on whether to post them. We have to post any that are signed by SIC.
I'm sorry, we have to post them what?
Post them.
You're not voting on the amendments. You're just voting on whether to post them.
Right. I'm moving that we postpone that so that if there are any
other
amendments.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. The next item is unfinished business. Nia, it's your motion to rescind the motion on the LSB security adopted at the April 6th meeting.
Aye.
Would you like to motivate the motion?
Okay.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. It's got 10 minutes, Campbell, if that was your question.
And okay.
Who is the point of order? Somebody call the point of order.
Never mind.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Rico.
I just wanted to announce that I'm on the call.
Okay. Glad you're here.
Okay. The motion was sent out just a minute ago, and it says Uzel moves to amend.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You are correct, Richard. We had amended. I'm looking at the unamended motion. Go ahead. Read and motivate the motion.
Uzel moves to amend the Affiliate Task Force motion approved April 24, 2010, to substitute that the Affiliate Task Force, as defined by the April 24th motion, be instructed to meet together to develop a proposed organizational plan for the structure of the task force, and then for them to bring that plan to the PNB for approval. That's the motion.
Okay, is there a second? Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Go ahead, Richard. You can motivate the motion.
Okay. The Affiliate Task Force voted in a meeting two meetings ago, I think, that they encouraged the PNB to reconsider that motion. The motion did not come out of the task force, and so there was a lot of animosity that they weren't included, which is very understandable. And I think that it's a good idea. I'm a member of that task force for the task force to go and meet among themselves and come up with possibly the same plan. I don't know, but the substitute would create that new search for a plan that was more agreeable to more folks.
Okay, I didn't mention it at the beginning, but I will now. That what I would like to do for procedures, general procedures for discussing these things is that people will limit their comments to 2 minutes. And so I would give you that task, Campbell. And that no one will speak twice until everyone's spoken once, if there's anyone who wants to speak once.
I have a point of information, Joyce.
Yes?
The motion is a substitute motion?
No, it's a motion. It stands on its own, really. It's referring to an earlier motion, but it isn't really a substitute. That motion is no longer on the floor. It was passed, so it's just a standalone motion.
Well, you can amend or you can rescind any motion that has already passed. And a
Hello?
Substitute is an amendment. A substitute is an amendment. And the thought was, and I advertised this back in April. I put it on the agenda in April. It substitutes for that motion. In other words, that motion would not be in effect anymore. The motion, the activity then would be going back to the task force and the task force coming forward with their idea of what they think that the task force ought to look like.
Point of information.
Let me just handle this question from Kathy. As parliamentary matter, this is a main motion. The substance of it is as Richard suggested, which, as I gather, the original motion would still have force in that the composition of the task force would be as proposed in the original motion. Is that correct, Richard?
Well, that's a definition, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, that definition would stand alone itself. The motion would not be in effect anymore. The original motion would not.
Well, except insofar as the composition of the committee is determined, is that, the task force is concerned. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Afia?
Alonzo reporting in.
Welcome, Alonzo.
Point of information.
Well, first Afia and then Rico.
It seems to me that this is a rescission. This is a motion to rescind. At least in part, the motion that's already been passed. Is that not correct?
I think that's correct, yeah.
That's not correct. It's a motion to substitute.
The original motion is not on the floor. You can't substitute for it. It's not on the floor anymore. The only thing you can do with it is whatever you like in terms of different things coming out of it. But I think C is correct that in the substance of this motion is largely to rescind the previous motion.
No, I disagree. Robert's rules let you amend or substitute. A substitution is an amendment. Robert's rules lets you amend or rescind, and we in effect, it does rescind it, but it substitutes something for it. It doesn't just leave the field vacant.
That's true.
That's true. A rescission is a rescission is a rescission.
But it's not a rule.
Excuse me?
Mr. Chair,
Afia, did you want to say more about that?
Not at the moment.
Okay, Rico, and then who?
Sean.
Mr. Chair, I was wondering, does the affiliate have the motion at hand that they want to replace it with, or? They just want to take it out of action, decommission it, and then until they come up with something.
Excuse me. I am the co-chair of the answer to the question is no. And this is not a language that has been offered by the task force.
That's correct, isn't it, Richard? This is a motion from you, is that right?
It's a motion from me.
Yes.
The motion, Rico will look on his computer. The motion was sent out about 20 minutes ago, and it substitutes for that other motion.
Sean.
Yeah, I was always under the assumption that a substitute could only be used when the actual main motion was on the floor. Once it becomes a passed motion, you either rescind it or you can amend it, but the you don't substitute it.
You're correct, Sean. It's really not worth arguing about. The motion is on the floor. It can be amended twice. It has the effect that it says, and if you support it, it will do the effect that it says.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Whether to call it a substitute or an amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll accept your ruling.
Anyone else want to speak to this motion?
Okay, I'd like to be on the stack, sir.
Let's see, Bill,
Kathy,
Alex, anyone else?
I have a point of information, sir. As you're putting your stack together, go ahead and finish it.
That's the last I heard. What's your point of information?
My basic point of information, sir, is a question basically asking, are we all conscious of the motion that was adopted on April the 24th in Los Angeles referring to the affiliate task force restructuring an organization? And that is a question for everyone. Are we conscious of that particular action that we did in April? Question mark.
I don't know how that question can be answered. People will have to vote their conscience on the matter. Bill.
I think if he is right, I think this is really talking about rescinding the motion, but I don't want to make a substitute. I think I don't want to spend time waste time talking about whether it's rescinded or not. I think the important point is that we ask the task force to develop a proposed organizational plan, as Richard says in this motion, and then that would have obviously come back to the P&B, and then we can decide what we're going to do about it. Because I've heard so many comments, negative comments, that from people that attended the GRC or the NFCB conference, from affiliates that didn't understand why we passed a motion that basically disenfranchised them from their own task force and basically substituted instead LSB members as having votes on the task force, when it's not a governance committee. It doesn't have anything having to do with Pacifica governance. And most of the LSB members, despite their good intentions, don't really know anything about what the affiliates need or want. So it seemed like the effect was the opposite of what the stated objective was. The stated objective was, I think, very good, to depoliticize the task force, but I think this does just the opposite. So I remember the task force also voted at a recent meeting, essentially a vote of no confidence in the, or to, I forget what the wording was, but to object to the new, the motion that was passed in Los Angeles. I think we need to listen to the affiliates. I think we need to let the task force come up with some suggestions, and then we as the P&B can deal with them after we look at that. And so I support the motion. I think we need to do this. It's the only fair thing to do, especially if, and since the task force is supposed to be there for affiliates, not for us to tell them what to do.
Okay, Kathy.
Thank you. I would like to, I just wanted to point out a few things. One is there was mention that the original motion that passed was written by a single person and not the committee. I would say that this very motion we're dealing with now was also not written by the committee but by a single person. If the committee wants to present something, there's nothing stopping the committee from doing that. I feel that the motion was a good one. Perhaps it doesn't be tweaked, but it was essentially a good one, written by not an LSB member, but an affiliate person. So my sense is that this new motion will throw the committee back into more politicking, more infighting. I feel that there's a structure in which the chairs, there's two co-chairs, this is just a continuation of the old fight, and I think that we need an opportunity to make the current structure work.
and give it a chance to function. I see no reason to withdraw it substantially at this time.
Okay, Alex?
Okay, I want to speak against this motion. I think that the original motion we passed on April 24th should be allowed to work. I think it's very destabilizing to have to keep reviewing the structure of the affiliates task force. We made a decision. We should stick to it. At least give it a trial of a year or two or something to see if it's working. I also don't agree that this is not this has nothing to do with governance. It's a committee like any other committee.
Mr. Chair, time has run out, and I think maybe we need to expand it.
Can I finish my remarks?
Yes, you can finish your remarks.
Okay. I think it's a committee like any other committee of the National Board, and it has an advisory role. In this case, the advising about affiliates policy issues. And we're offering the affiliates a chance to be involved in that process, and that's simply what we're doing. I think regularizing this committee is exactly what we did, and it will depoliticize things. And I support the original motion.
Okay,
Mr. Chair,
we're out of time.
Can I speak on that? Can we expand for 2 minutes?
Well, you can move to extend time. Otherwise, you have to vote on the motion.
Yes, 2 minutes, please.
I would ask for more time. I'd like to speak. I would ask for 5 minutes.
Make it
how many people?
Minutes,
how
please?
Many people would like to speak to this? Please, just say your names.
Yeah.
Campbell.
Ethea.
Okay. Ethea Campbell. Anyone else? Okay.
Richard.
Richard. How about if we extend for 6 minutes? Is that?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Okay, Campbell. You got your first 2 minutes.
Okay. Let me get this. I'm doing two things at the same time. Okay. I wanted to mention that the task force itself, which I think it would be nice to let the task force, address these kinds of issues, and the task force had asked to rescind the action of the PNB in regard to structuring something without its engagement or approval. And the task force did vote to do that. Now, I think that Richard was trying to do this in a rather, easy way to not cause much disturbance or trouble, but I think that it was a way that, it seems by parliamentary procedure was a little bit not correct, but he was definitely correct in that the task force did wish to have express its own druthers about its structure. And so this is something I think that would be just the minimally something that would the board should consider and engage. And even if the format or the protocols according to Robert's
time.
Rules were not. No, it's not time. I've got a watch here.
Campbell is the timekeeper. Go ahead.
even with the protocols here, I think that the issue of fairness to the task force, which is being very active and engaging in planning and other things that would be very helpful for it and for Pacifica were permitted to do so, that would be good. And structure is something along those lines. Now the time is up.
I'll move to amend the motion to provide that that the task force to comply with the, to implement the organizational plan as set forth in the April 24th motion.
Second.
Doesn't that just negate the motion?
I don't think so. I think it gives gives direction to the task force in.
I think that's a hostile amendment.
Where is that amendment? Where is that amendment added?
Is instructed to meet together to develop a proposed organizational plan for the structure of the task force as provided in the motion of April 24th.
That's totally no change at all.
My sense is that's just a negation of the motion of fear. It isn't necessary to make an amendment. You can just vote against it, and anybody who feels that way about it should just vote against it.
Oh, I think that I would disagree with that, and it's in addition to which it's been seconded, and I would speak to.
I'm going to rule it out of order on those grounds that Richard's motion essentially says, task force, come back and tell us how you want to be organized. And your motion says, task force, do what we said in the original motion. Am I missing something?
Point of order.
Kathy, what's your point of order?
2 minutes is up.
Well, if you're ruling that it's not an amendment, then would it not stand as a substitute?
No, a motion which negates the original motion is out of order. It's not necessary. It's just you just vote against it. That's all.
My point of order was, would this stand as a substitute?
No. Well, let me think.
And I have a point of order, George. Lastly,
I think given that we're talking about a previous motion. Which is already there. It isn't necessary to. If this motion fails, whether you call it a substitute or not, you go back to the original motion. I think it's the same point, really. Whatever you call it, you're just negating this motion. And
right, but isn't that? Isn't that the point of a substitute motion?
The point of a substitute is you can discuss both things at the same time. It can negate the previous motion, but in this case we have one already. So
no,
it's not.
No, George. We have.
All right, I'll allow it. How about that? I'll just allow it. We'll allow it as a substitute motion to the Richards motion, and we'll take the vote on the amendment, and it'll be essentially the same thing.
Point of order, George.
Yes, Leslie, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm finding this whole discussion a little strange because Richard's motion doesn't negate the previous motion.
No, his doesn't. Athea's negates his.
Yeah.
No, they're still under the original rule requiring them to be a committee. This asks them to come up with another plan. It doesn't negate
Six
the original motion.
I agree with you about that. I agree with you about that, but that's not what I was speaking to. I was speaking to Afia's motion, which seems to me negates Richard's, but we'll allow it as a substitute, and we'll vote on it that way. I think that's the simplest way out of this.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. The
6 minutes
has expired. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would like to appeal your ruling on that. I think that your first comment that ruled... Afia's motion out of order. I think that is the proper procedure, and I'd like to appeal your latest one that rules Kathy's in order.
Okay. I'm not sure a point of order requires a second. I'm fuzzy at the moment.
What would you like me to do on the time?
What I would like to do is to. Rule on the point of order, and then take the vote on whatever comes out of that. Richard is saying that the ruling I just made, that Afia's motion could be a substitute, is out of order. If you agree with that, then we will take the vote on Richard's motion. If you don't agree with that, we'll take the vote on Afia's amendment as Afia's substitute to Richard. Can we just go to a vote on that? We are out of time. I don't think we have time to do anything else. Okay. Richard, would you take the vote? So again,
please clarify a yes and no vote.
A yes vote means that Richard is sustained and that Fia's motion is out of order. We will then go immediately to take a vote on Richard's motion. A no vote means that my second thoughts on the matter, which is that you could allow Afia's motion as a substitute, is correct, in which case we'll go to we'll move first on Afia's motion as a substitute for Richard's. So.
A form of information, George. This is Mia.
Yes. Yes.
Could Afia please read her substitute again?
Yes. Afia?
The motion that Richard has with the addition to develop a proposed organizational plan for the structure of the task force consistent with the April 24th motion and for them to bring that plan to the PMB for approval.
Okay. Richard, would you call a roll on that?
Now, this vote is not on what was just read.
No, it's on what's in order. Yes. So a yes vote means that the last part of Fia's motion is out of order, and we'll take the vote on Richard's motion. So that's what a yes vote means. Richard, go ahead and take the roll.
Point of information?
Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. A yes vote means to support the ruling of the chair or not?
No. My ruling on second thought was the opposite of that. So a yes vote is to challenge the ruling of the chair, which is that we could take this as a substitute.
Okay.
So a no vote means to support the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Right.
That's what's so confusing, George.
I'm very confused.
The yes vote should have been the affirmative. A yes vote should have been to affirm the chair.
Okay, all right, let's do it that way. So a yes vote is to affirm the chair, a no vote is to affirm Richard. How about that? Has everybody heard that? Is there any question about that?
It's not to affirm Richard, it's to appeal your ruling.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
It's going to take more than a motion.
You know, this really isn't that hard, folks. What's the point of information?
Are you talking to me, Mr. Chair?
That was a rhetorical comment.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to be sure. You ruled that Afia's motion could be a substitute. Then it was appealed. If we want to affirm that Afia's motion is a substitute, we should support the ruling of the chair.
Yes, I think that's the right way to do it.
Okay. Thank you very much for the clarification.
Yep. Everybody clear on that? So a yes vote means that Afia's motion is a substitute. A no vote means that Richard is correct and it's out of order, in which case Richard's motion will be voted on. Would you take the vote now?
Okay, this is on the appeal. Sharon Agmir? Tracy Rosenberg? Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Abstain.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Alberto Larrero?
I'm lost. Pass.
Richard Uzel, no. Nia Bediaka?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimberly Orendorf?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett? Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
And Alberto passed?
Oh, I'll go along.
No. 7 yes, 8 no, and 2 abstain.
I count 9 no, actually, Richard. Is that
okay.
Wrong?
I count 9 no also.
Yeah.
Is this a simple majority?
You're right,
or?
you're right. It's
okay, so the ruling of the chair is not sustained. We're going to go to a vote on Richard's original motion. Richard, would you read it, please?
Point of information?
Yes.
This isn't one of those two-thirds jobs. This is a simple majority.
Simple majority, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion is Uzel moves to amend the affiliate task force motion approved April 24, 2010 to substitute, and that was taken out, I guess, that the affiliate task force was as defined by the April 24th motion, be instructed to meet together to develop a proposed organizational plan for the structure of the task force and for them to bring that plan to the PMB for approval.
Okay, Richard, would you call a roll on that?
Point of information.
Yes, Rico.
I'm a little unsure about this motion. Is it saying that the existing motion will stand in place and basically that they are allowed to go and put something together and present it to us at a later date?
That's how it reads to me. Richard,
Thank
is that
you.
Correct?
Pretty much.
I have a point of information also.
Yes.
The only question I have about the way that's worded is the motion that was passed was dealing with organizational structure, was it not? So meeting, they have to put together that organizational structure in order to meet and have... I'm a little confused as to the entire point of the previous motion was organizational structure, was it not?
Richard, you want to respond to that?
Okay, this, yes, it was, and if you remember what I and several other people have said, the task force felt like that they were gone around when that that organization was put together, and what this does is it allows them input and to bring back a plan that's developed through the whole group, the entire group. And that group asked, passed a motion that asked that the PMB rescind the April 24th motion.
Ah, thank you.
Excuse me. I'd like to, as a point of personal privilege, as the co-chair of the task force.
Yes, go ahead.
We keep hearing the task force, the term, characterization, the task force being bandied about, the affiliates being casually and inaccurately in both instances being thrown into this discussion. May I amend
what I said and say a number of the task force? Would that be
The fact of the matter is that the affiliate spoke for ourselves. We're not talking about IFEA here. We're talking about the affiliate. And the affiliate clearly articulated its our concern, not only in the last PMB public comment, but have consistently expressed our concern both at the GRC and at the NFCB. The NFCB
this is way beyond a point of personal privilege.
Yeah.
And we're out of time on this thing. We just have to go ahead and take the motion.
The fact of the matter is that the April 24th motion is an affiliate centered motion, and the objections that Richard is representing are non-affiliate. In fact,
I disagree.
I'm going to close down. This is out of order. This is not appropriate. We're ready to take a vote. There's no more discussion. We're out of time. Richard, would you please take the vote on this?
I disagree with what.
It's out of time for you also. So, and please, I'm sorry for yelling, but I. We are out of time.
Okay.
The vote.
This is a vote.
Please.
This is a vote.
Sharon Agmir.
So this is on Richard's motion. A yes vote means you support it. A no vote means you don't. Go ahead.
Sharon Agmir. Tracy Rosenberg. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
No.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Lerrero.
Yes.
Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jennifer Jaeger.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Alonzo Brown.
No.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimmery Orendahl.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Kimmery, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Jim Bennett. Fia Wangaza.
No.
Ten to eight.
Okay, the motion passes. Next motion on the agenda is...
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I think we went through the approval of agenda very quickly, and there's an action that was undertaken by the election committee regarding the election that's taking place right now, and I think it's very important that it be added to the agenda in regards to whether the candidate statements would be mailed to the membership.
Campbell, I appreciate the sense behind it, but the agenda can't be amended at this point. It just can't. And we have only, in fact, 15 minutes before this meeting is over, which will be just about time, I think, to handle one more motion.
Well, Mr. Chair... If you would please, I would ask for a vote on the ruling of the chair because I think that this is something that has been a position of the PNB, a position of the election committee, and what's taking place is contrary to that. And I think that it's a very important matter that could really throw this whole election out of kilter. We could miss
point of information,
on
sir.
Yes.
Point of information, sir.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What is Campbell telling us, sir?
He wants to put a motion on the floor now, which hasn't been there before.
Yeah, but to do what?
He wants us to consider it instead of Nia's motion.
Not instead, but...
Before.
Yes.
Okay.
If we could. I think that it could
clear,
be done very quickly.
My ruling is that that's out of order for two reasons. One, it hasn't been given 7 days' notice. For another is, once you've approved the agenda, that's it.
It takes two-thirds vote to change it.
It takes two-thirds. It's not that's it.
Okay, I would ask for a vote as
just,
to...
Just a moment.
But, sir, point of information...
It does take two-thirds, but it's part of our bylaws that you have to have 7 days' notice.
A point of information?
Yes. I heard Alberto first and then Arlene.